Welcome to your morning news of note, where we bring you the latest headlines to keep you informed. Here's a summary of the top stories for April 18, 2024. Starting with Marine Expeditionary Force news, the 24th MEU demonstrated its skills and readiness during a training exercise at Camp Lejeune, showcasing cohesion essential for successful deployment. Moving on to highlights from UCOM, President Biden expressed strong support for aid packages proposed by House Speaker Mike Johnson to assist Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Meanwhile, a classified Russian foreign policy document reveals plans aimed at weakening the U.S. as the conflict in Ukraine escalates. NATO's Stoltenberg urged allies to provide air defense systems to Ukraine, emphasizing the need for support amid intensified Russian attacks. In AFRICOM news, a U.S. Air Force whistleblower raised concerns over the vulnerability of American troops in Niger. While the U.S. imposed entry bans on former Malawi officials over corruption allegations. Internationally, the departure of the U.N. envoy for Libya highlights ongoing challenges in achieving reconciliation efforts, while Russia's collaboration with Africa in healthcare underscores global health concerns. In USMC DoD updates, Teledyne FLIR secured a contract to supply loitering munitions for the U.S. Marine Corps. And the repatriation of Swiss F-5 Tiger II aircraft via a USMC C-130J marks a milestone in aviation efforts. Additional insights showcase U.S. concerns over China's potential threats to critical infrastructure, Israel's impending response to Iran, and internal activities at the Marine Expeditionary Force. For more details and links to these stories, don't forget to check out the Your Morning News of Note email. Stay informed and have a great day.